All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's going to be on belief. We have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. And also we have a returning guest to our lineup, which is our brother Sagaj, also from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. And also my brother Shkwait Shechlech from Gwaishkna, BC. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys from the Black Angels, the Heavy Eyes, Selena Gomez, Night in Athens, and also, if we have enough time, some Margot McSweeney. So stay tuned for all that. We welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just helping make this world a better, beautiful place the way it should be in the universe. And so we're going to start off with an energetic song from the Black Angels. And the song is called Currency. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Dove Men's Micro Moisture Technology leaves your skin feeling hydrated.
Okay, here it goes. We'll be right back. And good heavy topics on that one. That was the Black Angels and their song called Currency. And yeah, we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, a hive diving champion of the world. Welcome to the program, Wegedesk.
Thank you, Chief. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys, all the listeners around the world and throughout the universe. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm super stoked about today's show, Chief.
Awesome, awesome, brother. Well, let's get the show started right, and would like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. That's the best way we can start any moment is with our deep breaths. So let's get ready for them. And as we breathe physically, we also want to breathe emotionally, imagining and feeling all the benefits, the love, the success and gratitude as we breathe that into our body. And then the exhale is just a letting go that cleanses the palate and gets us ready for the next deep breath, where we do the same thing so that our entire existence while we're breathing is just bonus relax, bonus relax. So let's do it. Let's relax our jaw, our shoulders, our hands, every cell in our body. Thank you so much for being here. And let's bring that air deep in through the nose. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Two more. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Ooh, man, awesome. So great getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject, which it's on belief. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, Chief, I'm glad you picked this topic, belief, because I believe that our beliefs actually are the foundation of our reality. And as I heard it put best, different belief systems have different energy systems attached to them. And that's why, you know, cultures that have had their stories come down through thousands of years, those stories inspire beliefs. They're not just ideas, but it's maybe a type of idea that makes so much sense that we rely on it for our decision-making purposes. You know, like, for example, I believe that stealing is bad. And physically, if I were to steal $50 from you, I would actually be up $50. Some very ignorant people could say, well, stealing's good because now you have more money. But through my experiences in life, I've learned that actually stealing is bad. And so that is my belief. And so that's why I live by it. And I really appreciate our show, Chief, because of the things that we talk about to continuously build up better and better beliefs and more good beliefs to empower us throughout our day as we go out into the world. Because there's no doubt, I believe we are on this planet traveling through space. And this space is extremely hostile. It's, you know, full of nature. And nature is often about survival of the fittest. You know, we have a duty to upkeep with evolution, to keep up with evolution. And so that's why it's so important that we put together these beliefs that serve us to be happier, healthier, stronger, not only as individuals, but as communities as well. So I'm really grateful that you brought up beliefs, and I'm going to wrap this up by reminding everybody that some of our most important beliefs are, what do you believe you were doing before you came here to this life, and where do you think you're going to go after this life? These are two aspects of our reality that we really don't get to physically touch and experience while we're here, but I do believe that they are so important to contemplate, because, again, they create a foundation for our decision-making process. And if you think nothing happens when you die, and that's it, it's just a blank slate, then maybe you're more likely to lie, cheat, and steal here because it doesn't really matter. But if you do believe that what you do here matters and creates a path or a trajectory to your next life, then you're more empowered to be the best you can be here. And that's just one example of why that stuff is so important, Chief. But yeah, that's what I think about those beliefs. And I'm curious to know what made you choose that topic for today's show.
Well, I was contemplating on things that I speak with other people all the time. And a lot of times it comes up is healing. And healing is something that we all need to go through time to time in this world. We go through traumas and tribulations, and we can use the benefits of medicine to help us. And some of the best medicines that can help us, we still need to believe in it. And belief is a very powerful part of healing and medicine. In our language, we call it lumen. And lumen, you know, we need to believe in it. And the more we believe in it, the stronger it becomes and the more it can heal us. And it can be such a big positive benefit for us and all of humanity, really. And we get stronger the more that we can believe in the medicine that we take for our own healing and benefit. And it's just something so powerful. I was thinking about, you know, the benefits of culture, traditions, and heritage, and my belief in using part of my culture, which is the eagle feather, and our belief system in the power of the eagle and what it can do for the benefit of us and our loved ones. And in our language, we call it Ha. And this meaning is translated, the closest I could translate it to was super sacred. And in having that belief, it can do so much powerful, positive healing and guidance. And this is what I want to share, especially with all of Eagle Nation, which all across North America, all the tribes are heavily believing in the power of the eagle, which is why I like to call us the Eagle Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects us all and directs us all, and it's so powerful and wonderful. I just wanted to share and encourage, you know, all our people out there that, you know, do believe in the power of our medicine, our lumen, just to keep on and have that trust and faith in our belief system. It's got us to where we are. We've survived through genocide. We survived through the residential schools. And it's because of our belief.
And wow, that's super powerful.
And we will never disappear. Our ancestors are around, and they're keeping us strong and steady. And I have trust and faith in them. And I just want to encourage everyone to seek the culture, the traditions, the heritage, and keep that belief system alive and going, and make our ancestors proud. And I'm so very proud of all of you out there listening to tune in and listen for some good positive energy that we can bring and share with each other. And I thank you for all your wisdom and power that you bring to our program. It's just so awesome, so beautiful.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you. And I really appreciate you sharing your words with us from your specific culture and your specific language. Can I hear you say that word again, the one that was super sacred?
It comes from the Ntlakemk language, and it's called Kha.
Awesome. Cool, bro. I love it. That's super cool, and we're all so lucky to do this every week. I look forward to it every time, and keep on bringing us all together, Chief. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing from you again, and thank you so much again for joining us. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now, brother.
All right. Take care. Lots of love. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always got some really great wisdom and encouragement for all of us. I just love having him come on and sharing. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right, we're back, and we're going to have our next guest coming in, and it's going to be our brother Sagaj, and he's also from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast from Burnt Church. So we're going to play him a song first, and this one is from the Heavy Eyes, and the song is called Aplomeda. So have a listen, enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you. we're back. That was The Heavy Eyes and their song called Aplomado. And yeah, pretty heavy tune. That was some good old doom metal. And we'll let it play in the background a little bit. It'll come on for a little bit. But we have on the line with us, we have my brother, Sagaj. He's my brother from another mother on the East Coast from Burnt Church. He's a veteran of the United States Army, the Canadian Army, and he's got a lot of knowledge. He's also a survival instructor and just a wealth of knowledge for Indigenous people and Indigenous governance. He's got a master's degree in Indigenous governance and a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. So a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to be covering some more on our previous conversation, which was on identity. Welcome to the program, Sagaj. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, brother. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So you can recap on what we did before.
Okay, so we got a lot to go into, so I'm just going to dive right into this, and I'll cover the recap and then go right in. So in our last discussion, we started off by talking about, like, really, we want to kind of give this idea of who are you really? Like, who are you born to be? That's kind of like the idea behind this, right, of Indigenous identity. We started off with definitions, and we're just using a couple of dictionary definitions. And the first one is identity is the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. Another dictionary, the Cambridge Dictionary, says identity is a person's name and the factors about who they are. So identity can be thought of as like your beliefs, your values, your behaviors that you feel are true to describing you, because it's all about describing your individuality. It gives a sense of self. Right. So from there, we move to the idea of the importance of identity. And we said, when we know our identity, it provides us with self-awareness. It provides us with meaning, purpose, goals in life, and even like some suggestions around the pathways of how to achieve those goals. That identity usually comes with a collection of beliefs and values and morals and behaviors that are associated with it. And we can align like important decision making around, you know, really big life choices with those particular beliefs and values that are contained within that identity. Now, what happens when we don't know authentically who we are? Well, we could end up in something called an identity crisis. And that's, it causes feelings of like inferiority, depression, anxiety, confusion. You'll be questioning your core values. And very important,